Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and we are glad to be with you here on a Tuesday. Jake Balbrock, Brandon Zinner in for Tommy. Jad Chambers producing, rocking and rolling our way through. Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network, joins us top of the next hour. Until then, let's talk a little college hoops. We've got K-State in action tonight. You'll hear them on KFH. We've got Wichita State in action tonight. You'll hear them on KEYN. Glad to be the home of Wildcat and Shocker Athletics here, Brandon. Wichita State plays first, so we'll start with them. 14.5-point favorites over UMKC. Should be no problem. I don't know about the line. I think those are kind of hard to predict right now with Shocker still. But they're pretty heavy favorites tonight. We did learn last night on the coaches show, which you heard right here on KFH, that Ronnie DeGray probably looks like he'll be back sooner than anticipated. I think it was mid-January, which means he'd miss 2-3 conference games. So that's fantastic news for the Shockers, Brandon. I think what did Jerome Tang call them yesterday? Looking ahead to them, he called them a tournament, tournament team. I think that's probably about right. Like, I could definitely see a scenario where if they can get DeGray back quickly, that we're looking at their resume late in the year. I think they could fit into that description. But, you know, these kinds of games here, you fall apart in a second half on Saturday. This is one where you come back, you play this team at home. They ought to push them around a little bit, I think.
Yeah, on the Ronnie DeGray front, that will be great just in the future, because this team has really, at times, just struggled to rebound the basketball, and that's something Ronnie DeGray does super well. Great defender as well. He just does some intangibles that not every player is going to bring to the floor. As far as tonight, yeah, it's going to be just a good opportunity for them to get back to what they do, and that's going to play defense. That's going to be to get good offensive shots. They really had to get out of their own the last 13 minutes of that game against DePaul. They go on to lose 91-72. It was tied at 60 with 13 minutes left, so that tells you DePaul ends the game on a 31-12 run. And we were talking about it, just hitting shots that, I mean, even if you are playing good defense, it's not gonna help too much. I am curious to see how they come back mentally, because yeah, they have a tough game coming up on Saturday. I don't think a Paul Mills team is gonna be looking past this one. No. The games, all of Wichita is definitely excited for. But yeah, just want to see this team get back to basics, take care of business, sweat free. But rarely is that the case.
It was so fun. I was watching the second half with my kids and wife, and like we're all watching it, and they were like, how are they making those shots? And I'm like, guys, it's probably not going to happen for the Shockers today. Like, those are the kinds of games you ought to be able to wash your hands of pretty quickly. And it sucks that it's a 19-point margin, because that will come back to bite them probably as resumes are being looked at. But that wasn't a 19-point game, and it's just one of those unfortunate things. So, you know, it enhances the pressure to go win some of these others now. So Jad's got some audio here from the Paul Mills Coaches Show last night previewing UMKC. He goes, listen, I'll be honest, I haven't watched one second of UMKC basketball this year. I got nothing for you on the ruse, but Paul Mills does. Here's what he said about him on his Coaches Show last night.
My last year at Oral Roberts, we were pretty good, and we were able to go through the league undefeated. But there was one game that required a buzzer beater, and this was a home game. And it was against those guys, Kansas City, UMKC then. They've since changed their name, but Marvin has a 100% have those guys ready. We're playing a team tomorrow night that 47% of their shots are going to end up being three, so very similar to DePaul. And we have to make certain guys put the ball on the floor. They have to deck it. And if they're not dribbling, we're doing it wrong. But there has to be a bigger sense of urgency at getting to shooters than what, to be honest with you, than what we've had all year.
There you go. There's the preview. I think, you know, this is naive of me to say, but I'll say it anyway. Like, I think there are games where you should just do what you want to do, not what you need to do with the other team. And I know that's stupid, and coaches would say I'm crazy for saying that. But you know what I mean. Like, the perception should at least be in this game. Shockers should just come in and do what they want to do. Like, they should set the tone. They shouldn't be reacting or reactionary as much to UMKC as they might need to be to some other teams. Impose their will. Because I don't even know what the Shockers' will is still at this point, offensively. We see them score 96. We see them struggle when they can't shoot it. So I don't know what that is, but I'd sure like to see it. And this is a game where you'd like to see it. Like, what is the Shockers' offensive identity, and can they impose it in a game like this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Justin Hill, Quincy Ballard. I think those are the guys you kind of want to see rise to the top, because I think those are going to be the two guys that you can rely on when the tough games do come around. This is I will revert back. I did a story about another team that I covered at a past market playing Kansas City. I called them UMKC in my story, and I got an email saying, we are not UMKC. We are Kansas City, and they were not too happy with me. So we will refer to them as the Kansas City Ruse. But three double-digit scorers, and I will give our friend Weston Pletcher a little shout-out for these game notes. Devontae Hall has handed out a team-best 50 assists, but only scores 4.8 points on 28% shooting. So we love that in the game notes from Weston. But, yeah, come out and just impose your will, no sweat, double-digit lead at halftime, and let's start looking forward to Saturday.
Love that Quincy Ballard was able to give him another 30-minute performance in that game. Didn't have any fouls. So he's been able to stay on the floor with the Gray out, which has been really, really good. And right now, Mate Bozniak is not getting the minutes because Ballard's out there. And I think that's correct. You know, like that's the correct thing. And by the way, listeners out there, I'm going to call him UMKC. That's what I'm going to do.
I hope no one from university is listening.
I actually just pulled up their website, which is umkc.edu. Yeah.
That's right.
And the website actually still has the UMKC logo on their own website.
I think it's an athletics thing, personally, but...
It's, you know what?
They're the Kangaroos. Yeah, it's an awesome mascot.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad that they'd like to be called Kansas City.
KCRoos.com.
I don't care. If you'd like people to know who you're talking about, you refer to the team as the thing everybody knows. Nobody knows what Kansas City is. Everybody knows what UMKC is. I make no apologies for that. In the business of being accurate, I shouldn't say things like that, but we're also in the business of people knowing what the hell we're talking about. And so whether it's Kansas City or UMKC out there, the Shockers should do what they want to do against them tonight. Looking forward to that game. Also looking forward to K-State and Drake. you know, K-State, I don't know what to make of K-State. I think there's some real pressure there, Brandon. And I don't even think that's a debate anymore, right? Like there is weird tension. There is some pressure from the fan base building now to an untouchable coach just a year and a half ago. Like it's strange there right now. It doesn't seem like relationships are going well for a relationship driven coach. And they've, you know, they've got time to turn it around, but my goodness, like we're how far into that? We're almost 10 games into this thing. And it seems like there's a chemistry issue as much as there is like an offensive creation issue, which has been an issue for, you know, this program for a while now. But they are favored over Drake tonight. Wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. That's me. I don't know what to make of K-State because I was real optimistic about them coming into the year. And it is uneasy. I don't even know how else to describe it. It's just really uneasy with this program right now.
It wouldn't be a thing if there was no history with what we have. So let's rewind a year ago, the Naquan situation, Naquan Tomlin, suspended, eventually dismissed from the team, which involved the president, which involved Jerome Tang, became a huge story. There were protests outside the president's house on campus. And obviously last season did not go the way the Cats wanted to. A very disappointing year, which then leads to late in the season, Jerome Tang, school's looking to bring him in, and he gets a contract extension, gets a pay raise. Fast forward to this year, brand new team. And now here we are, Chora, after less than a dozen games into the season. He has left the team, and then just over the last week, rumors on social media about Doug McDaniel, the point guard coming in from Michigan, and that leads to a press conference yesterday where Jerome Tang feels he needs to even address it. These are just allegedly social media rumors, but I mean to the point where Jerome Tang said him and Doug McDaniel, they don't have a great relationship. They have a good relationship, but it's when iron meets iron, sparks are going to fly. And that's, if you're a Kansas State basketball fan, that is just absolutely terrifying because you're facing an unbeaten Drake team tonight when it appears your team is at its lowest. And then you got to go on the road and face another 8-win Shockers team. And then you got to turn around and you get a Big 12 opener against Cincinnati. Oh, that's okay. No, Cincinnati's ranked in the top 25 and it's 9-1. On the season. This is going to be a trying 2 weeks for Kansas State. It's going to tell a lot about what this team's goals, how they're going to reach them later in the season, because, yeah, I don't know if they've reached their lowest, but they certainly could over the next 2 weeks.
So tell us about Drake, Brandon, because you've been on, you know, McCollum, the guy they brought in. Your alma mater, right, is where he came from. And we heard Wyatt Thompson mention it yesterday. There was a massive exodus from Drake with DeVries and all of those things over to Indiana State to leave there. But Drake is 9-0 now. So what can you tell us about how they're going to operate?
Yeah, so Ben McCollum, if you're in the basketball world, he has been one of the biggest names in coaching searches for the last 5 years. Comes from Northwest Missouri State, my alma mater, but also a school that I covered as a journalist for 6 seasons. I saw it in him back in 2015 when he was on a run of national titles. He ended up winning 4 national titles in the span of 7 years at Northwest Missouri State with a guy that a lot of Kansas State fans know named Trevor Hudgens, who came from Manhattan, went up to Northwest Missouri State and had a 2-year NBA career, now is balling out overseas. But Ben McCollum goes up, gets this Drake job this offseason for DeVries, who left, brings the roster with him. So Ben McCollum brings 4 of his Division II players, and they have 4 players starting for this Drake team that were playing Division II basketball a year ago at a high level. And how's that working out? They are 9-0. It's going to be... It's tough to go against Ben McCollum. They play very sound offense. They rebound the ball so well. They don't take bad shots. You're going to see probably more sets tonight against Kansas State than you might all season. They're going to do a lot of ball screens where it's just going to put the defense in a pickle. Am I Am I switching? Am I sticking to my man? And there's going to be open guys that are going to be able to shoot the three for Drake. This is not a fluke 9-0 team. They've beat Miami. They beat Florida Atlantic. They beat Vanderbilt. All of those, none of them at home on neutral courts. They won out Valparaiso. It's a tough test. Ben McCollum is the real deal. I was saying that I thought Wichita State should have went and looked at him whenever they hired Paul Mills. Still think Paul Mills has a great future here. But this isn't the first job also to be coming.
Yeah. Look, I think it speaks to your how highly you think of him to think he was ready to make that sort of jump. It takes him another year, and he ends up making up a little lesser of a jump, but pretty similar to get to Drake. I mean, that's not a nothing program. Drake's been really, really, really good for a long time, and so I think what it tells me is K-State is not Drake's not going to help K-State tonight. Right, K-State's going to have to come out and show that they are the more talented team, and they are the more talented team. But they're, you know, this to me, that what you're describing with, you know, those things and the way he'll coach and the like, that's not good news for K-State.
No,
right, and that concerns me about this game. I don't know where this thing goes for K-State. I really don't. I'm not saying abandon ship or anything like that. I'm just saying I did not see this coming with this team. I thought the pieces fit well. I thought you could wash your hands of last year. They're clearly more talented than they were a year ago. Yet here we are, and it just feels like nothing is going right for them. Could they still turn it around? Of course they can. There's just not anything happening that tells us they're approaching that, though, that they're approaching this thing like finding a groove. They have beaten some bad teams, and they've lost to some good teams. What is K-State's best win this year? You know what I mean? Longwood. They have wins over New Orleans, Cleveland State, Mississippi Valley State, George Washington, Longwood, and Arkansas Pine Bluff. They've played three teams that you would consider quality opponents, and they've lost all three games. They're about to play two more teams that you would consider quality opponents before they start conference play. This could unravel on them very, very quick. They don't have a quality win this year.
And they haven't looked right? good like, against those quality opponents.
Yeah, they barely lost to Liberty, if you want to hang your hat on that. But like they have not won a quality game all year long.
Their strength of schedule, we were talking about it yesterday in KenPom, I think is around 330. And the teams that they have beat, when you just go look at the metrics, I mean, those teams rank in the bottom 300 of offense and defense combined. There hasn't been anything promising to take away from this. It would be one thing if you're going, you're blowing out these teams, but I mean, they're playing overtimes. They are playing a couple score games. We still don't know if Coleman Hawkins is going to be able to carry this team, if that's even what this team wants to do. I don't know what the identity of this team is, whether it's one of the Joneses, whether it's Brendan Housen, your favorite player on the planet, I believe.
My favorite player, right.
David Gasson or Coleman Hawkins. I don't know what the identity of this team is. Maybe we see it tonight, but it's going to be a tough ask against a Drake team.
It's going to be a tough ask, and I want it to work. I really, 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 really do. I'm very, very, very concerned, though. I got to be honest. This is the perfect game to get it turned around. Perfect game to get it turned around. And look, if you're the Shockers and you get K-State coming up this weekend, they feel gettable, right? They feel gettable. And that's got to be exciting. We got this double-edged sword here with them going head-to-head. Man, I hate this for K-State, and I really want to see them turn it around. Wichita State, real quick, back to them. We mentioned this yesterday. This was kind of the point where things unraveled on them last year, too. Remember, they got out to that 7-1 start, and I think it went up. Did it go up to 10-1 before things really unraveled, and they only won a handful of games the rest of the way? I think I don't think this team feels that, but I think this fan base does to some degree. It would be, I really, really hope that they can impose their will and get a big win tonight and just look really good, because I think they could have beat DePaul. And I know that sounds crazy with a 19-point margin, but they were leading at halftime. And DePaul all of a sudden just did those weird things. That game on Saturday, Brandon, is fascinating.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
As much as we talk down on this version of Kansas State, just, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, a win over K-State is going to be top 80 in Ken Pom. It's going to be huge for the program. Things unraveled last year. Lost by double digits at Mizzou. Lost by double digits downtown to South Dakota State. Escaped by Southern Illinois. And then it was bad for a month. Let's hope that this isn't the same Shocker team to do that.
Yeah, got to get there first, though. They each play games tonight. Again, you'll hear the Shockers right here on KFH. You will hear the Shockers over on KEYN. You'll hear K-State right here on KFH, your home, of course, for Shocker and Wildcat athletics. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dan Israel hops on for his weekly visit. What to do with Patrick Mahomes, and what is he hearing right now about that ankle? We'll get his insight when we return. It's Jacob Albrock. It's Brandon Zenner on the way out. We'll give away some HTO. You can win a free iced tea, sweet or unsweet. You can win a free iced or hot coffee. One of each right now to either Wichita location or in Derby by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. That's TEA to 20357. Good luck, everybody. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. We're coming back. Dan Israel joins us next.